And I, well, we're us. But in 100 years time, if we're lucky, we'll be an unknown name on a family tree somewhere. Nothing to make us stand out from the crowd. Probably in 100 years time, we'll be completely forgotten. Or will we? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at how powerfully God can work through the likes of thee and me from a different perspective. Have you ever looked at your family tree? I have. My dad gave me this huge piece of paper with our family tree on it, going right back to the 1700s to a Duchess of Romania. Of course, I recognised my generation and my parents and my grandparents, but to tell you the truth, that was pretty much about it. Just other than that, it was a long, dry list of unimpressive names of people I didn't know. Pretty sad, really. All people with lives. Who knows who they were? There are two books in the Old Testament, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. They're the books that chronicle the history of Israel. And the first dozen or so chapters of 1st Chronicles is a long, long, long list of dry and boring names. But you get down to 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9, and so far they've been through 425 names already, then suddenly, without explanation, there's a brief biographical sketch given of a man called Jabez. It's like a little breath of fresh air in a stuffy room. What's going on there? Over the last week or so, we've been looking at what I call superstar syndrome. You know, this notion that we all have great people that we admire, sports people, media personalities. Yeah, that's fine. But the media kind of pumps them up and makes them larger than life. And we live in a culture of fame and superstardom. And one of the things that I really love about God is, in stark contrast to that, he loves little people and he uses little people like you and me, and in fact like Jabez. The fact that there are big people implies that we're little people. We're not as big, we're not as important, we're not as well known, we're not as wealthy as some of those other people. Yet God delights in these so-called little people. We need to ditch this notion that God is a God of the superstars. Last week we talked about little people used by a big God, and I introduced you to some of the little people in my life, people who in the world's eyes might be little people, average people like you and me, but for me in my life, they are the superstars, and they still are, and they always will be. One of the things I love to do is to go through the Bible. It's a real encouragement to see historically how God used nobodies, little people, in the face of great adversity, little people to counsel kings. God uses little people all throughout the Bible to do amazing things. And today we're going to look at Jabez, because you go through all this whole massive family tree in the first dozen or so chapters of this book, 1 Chronicles in the Old Testament. I have to tell you, it is really immensely dry reading. But all of a sudden, name number 426 in chapter 4 and verse 9 of this book, 1 Chronicles, is this guy called Jabez. This is what it says. Now, Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez because it means I bore him in pain. Great start to life, isn't it? Jabez called on God saying, O God, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my borders, and that your mighty hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from sin, and I would cause you no pain. Isn't that an interesting little biographical sketch that comes out in the middle of this chronological list of names, this massive family tree? You know, so-and-so begat so-and-so, who begat so-and-so, who begat so-and-so, and all of a sudden we hear about Jabez. And Jabez's name is Jabez because his mum said, I bore him in pain. Can you imagine your mother or my mother calling us, you're a pain? If I was given a name in the culture where the meaning of names is important, and my name was, you're a pain, and my mother gave it to me, now there's a stunning start in life, isn't it? And yet it says that Jabez was honoured more than his brothers. There are so many people who think that their start in life has ruined their lives. Maybe you had a lousy upbringing, maybe your parents weren't the best. Maybe you look at yourself in the mirror and you think, I just don't look anything, or maybe there's a health issue or a disability or something. We all have something in our lives, don't we? And we think, well, you know, I'm kind of handicapped. Well, you know, I kind of can't do as well as the next person because I've got this in my background or I've got that in my past. You know what I'm talking about. God would have none of that. Here's this little person, Jabez. it says that he was honoured more than his brothers. Why? Because Jabez prayed, God, bless me indeed. God, enlarge my borders. God, I want your mighty hand to be with me. And God, stop me from doing stupid things so that I may cause you no pain. It's a very specific prayer by Jabez. His name means, I cause my mum pain. And he says, but Lord, I don't want to cause anyone else pain. This is the only time we know about him. And he humbled himself under God. He bowed down. He said, God, bless me. Let me ask you a question. What's Christianity all about? Is it doing good? Is it playing by the rules? Is it telling other people when they're not playing by the rules? Is it about being superior? Is it about being a superstar? Well, those things are sure what used to be high on my list of what I thought Christianity was about. But the more you look at it, it's not about being mighty. It's not about being superior. It's not about telling people what they're doing wrong. It's about doing what Jabez did, humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God, I want you to be my God. And me, I will be your me. Lord, I want your way. Whatever you say goes. Change the things that are rotten in me, Lord. Let me be a blessing. Let me be good. God, bless me. Be with me. It's so normal. It's so ordinary. There's nothing super spiritual or super academic or super theological about anything that Jabez prayed. We've got this tendency of separating the spiritual dimension from our life. But yet here Jabez is saying, God, I want you to be in my life. It wasn't separate for Jabez. Lord, I had a lousy start. Will you bless me anyway? God, will you enlarge my borders? Yes. Will you give me influence? Yes. God, will you come with me? Yes. God, stop me from doing the stuff that will hurt other people. Yes. And right after the passage I just read to you, it says this, and the Lord granted his request. What do people expect out of life? Superstardom? Well, 0.00001% of us might become superstars. Wealth? Well, you get wealth, and how happy does it make you? Me, I like this prayer by Jabez. In fact, I pray this prayer from my heart almost every morning. Lord, just give me a simple life. Just bless me, and the borders I pray for, God, are that I want your kingdom to be extended through me. They're the borders of this radio program and this message into different countries. They're the borders of the radio programs into the lives of millions of people each week. People just like you. A quiet, simple, spiritual desire to have God as the Lord of my life. Not separate, not in a cupboard, not in a box, not on Sunday mornings, but here with me every day. Lord, bless me indeed. Lord, I just want to see you extend my border so I can touch more people for you. Lord, I just want you to keep me from evil, Lord, that I won't hurt anyone. Lord, I want you to go with me, your mighty hand to be with me all the time. What a great prayer. And it's that prayer that distinguishes Jabez from 425 names that came ahead of him and from all the long list of names that came after him. You and I, in 30, 40, 50 years, will be forgotten. What will they write on your epitaph? What will they write on my epitaph? God honoured him. God honoured her more than her brothers and sisters. Well, that depends. You and I, we're just little people. But will we be humble? Will we humble ourselves before a mighty God and let him do great things through us? Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.